Get up. Go ahead. Do something. Move. You peacemakers. For you should be called children of God.
That's 21-year-old Craig Simonson from Dodgeville reading a prayer at the final stateside gathering of the Quest Group. That's what this group of six students and a minister call themselves. Their trip is inspired by the work of the Palestinian Melkite Catholic priest, Father Elias Shakur. When 19-year-old Tomasz Suzastoniak heard Shakur speak in Madison a few months ago, he decided he'd commit to the trip.
There's this sense, I think, in our media when you're watching the news and when they present the whole Middle East, Palestine, Israel conflict, that there's no hope, that it's just dead, that the people have lost their faith, that there can't be peace there. And when he came here, he spoke that we just have to get up and start acting. You know, we have to go up and do something. And with that action, change will come. So he presented a very different perspective that there is hope. He was very optimistic that change can be brought. So I think that optimism is what made me optimistic.
Father Shakur runs a kindergarten through university school in the village of Beilin. The students are Christian, Muslim, and Jewish, and the staff is equally diverse. United Church of Christ minister Bill Conover is leading the Quest Group from Madison. He calls the college a tiny experimental island of hope and tolerance in the increasingly polarized conflict in Israel. And he hopes the time his students spend there will rub off on them.
I'm a big believer in the transformation of souls, so that the six students that I bring over there, who knows? I mean, one of those folks may have an experience that kindles a life project, a passion that is part of a solution.
For at least one of the Quest participants, a commitment to being part of the solution is already there. 22-year-old Matt Lay says he wants to be a professional peacemaker.
I see myself going on this trip as the first step in like a lifelong commitment to peace and crisis resolution and trying to find nonviolent ways of dealing with very heated issues.
Fellow Quest participant Craig Simonson says he's not sure the group's trip will change much on the ground in Israel.
There's nothing that we can do as Americans going over there to change the situation except for listening to them.
He hopes to take what he learns in Israel home, change the attitudes of his friends and family.
You know, those are circles of influence that we all have around us. And if I can come back and talk to family, friends, people I live with, I think that'll make immense change. I mean, I think, you know, any change starts with that, with the individual, with the, you know, going out in ripples.
To prepare for the trip, Simonson and his fellow students have spent the last 4 months studying the roots of the Arab-Israeli conflict and talking with both Jewish and Muslim leaders on campus. Their final gathering included an animated discussion with a Palestinian-American student, Bilal Hamdan, who still has family on the West Bank. The 90-year-old sister of his grandmother was shot in crossfire by Israeli troops at a checkpoint recently. Bilal talked about his struggle to resist the urge for revenge.
I mean, you're fighting yourself the whole time. You're fighting your desire to do things. Every day I have to fight the desire not to get ticked off and not to go and blasphemed by some other Jew or whatever. And then when I have to keep in mind, this is not a Jewish issue, it's not a Christian issue, it's not a Muslim issue, this is an issue of justice.
Bilal is hopeful about projects like Quest that promote dialogue between Jews and Arabs. So is another Palestinian student in Madison, Nasser Abu Farha. He's from the West Bank town of Jenin. He hopes that grassroots efforts towards peace like this one can move the dispute towards resolution.
We see Palestine, Israel as a house shared by two nationalities. And being shared in one house, we have to work things out and live in that house together.
The six Quest students from Madison will be living together with Jews and Muslims at the Mar Elias College on the Sea of Galilee for the next 2 weeks. And they'll be posting a daily journal of their work there on a special website. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.